July 28. Reward for faithfulness. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. Luke 21:34. Dear Christian friends, stop and think. You are trading with your Lord's money, and what use are you making of it? You may suffer your mind to be engrossed with business transactions and the cares of this life, but you cannot carry these things with you into the other world. There will be no use for this kind of education there. Then why not use your talents to build up Christ's kingdom? Why not give to the service of God the tact, skill, and energy that have made you successful in business? The works of this world will be destroyed. Would it not be better to put some of your thinking powers into the cause of God and build where the work will be enduring and you will not suffer loss? The constant burden of your heart should be, what can I do to save souls for whom Christ died? All around me are precious souls lying in wickedness that must perish unless someone shall work for their salvation. How can I best reach these wandering ones that I may bring them to the glorious city of God and present them before the throne, saying, Here am I and the children whom the Lord hath given me? Some may excuse themselves by saying, I have had no experience in this kind of work. I've used my ability only in the things of this life. Well, it is for you to say whether you will continue to devote your time and strength to worldly interest, or will use them in the cause of God. None of us will be forced into His service. If we choose to concentrate our powers upon worldly matters, there will be nothing to hinder us. But why is it that we persist in laying up treasure here instead of above? Suppose you should change the order of things and lay up some of your treasure in heaven. Would you not rejoice to receive it again by and by, imperishable? Christ has appointed to every man his work. The second death will be the portion of those who labor not, and the dreadful words will be heard, Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Matthew 7:23. But the faithful servants will not lose their reward. They will gain eternal life and the well done, good and faithful servant. Matthew 25:23 will fall as sweet music on their ears. Signs of the Times, July 28, 1887.